motion.
Point of information.
Yes, Bonnie?
Did you say, Bob, that the record date by which people have to be members would also move up?
Correct. And that, and Grace, correct me if I'm wrong, that's currently June 30th, right?
Well, wait, the date of record right now is, it's different. I set it because the date of record can be set 45 to 60 days, and I guess my feeling right now is to keep the date of record the same, regardless of what happens with extension. And the bylaws, the new bylaws permit that.
But what is the date?
June 30th.
So this is the date for qualifying for membership?
Yes.
Okay.
We have a month to push people to send in their money, whether they're members or not.
Okay, does that answer your...
They'll be sure they're members.
Does that answer your question, Bonnie?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Other discussion on Bob's motion?
Carolyn here.
Okay, Carolyn.
I think Lester proposed an amendment, and if he can't, I would phrase it as an amendment to Bob's motion, that the date of record remain the same.
Oh, okay.
It turns out that date of record is set by the National Election Supervisor, and the bylaws doesn't give the PNB any leeway in that.
Then the amendment is unnecessary? Is that, everyone agree to that?
Well, it's not a matter of agreement. The bylaws state that the National Election Supervisor will set the date of record, I think it's 45 to 60 days before the mailing.
And
your point of information then is that it's not appropriate for the motion to include a change in the record date because
no.
You're setting that anyway.
No.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Can I follow up with a question?
Okay, yeah, Bob.
Let me understand. Let's just say hypothetically if the PNB adopted the other part of my motion. So
yeah.
There was a two-week postponement of the candidate deadline and then a two-week postponement of every other deadline.
Yes.
That would normally exist. That would include the mailing deadline.
Mm-hmm.
So then the 45 to 60 days would have a new reference point.
That's right, but it doesn't make any difference because it's 45 to 60 days. See, I set it at 45 days. So
of the current mailing
that's
date.
That's right.
But what happens if there's a new mailing date?
If there's a new mailing date, then it would no longer be 45 days. It would be 59, I believe.
Oh, I see.
I kept it the same.
Okay. Okay, now I understand your point. I think it's well taken. So I'll delete from my motion any reference to the record date.
Okay.
Question here, Carolyn.
Okay. Carolyn?
Is there any cost associated with this, Bob, with this two-week extension? How much would this cost the foundation?
Well, I'm not exactly sure. I think this may turn out to be one of those situations where if there are small additional costs for, for personnel or whatever, they'll be so far back. Well, first of all, they may be costs compared to what is currently being incurred, but let's remember what was budgeted was that the bylaws would be observed and the NAS would be hired in March. So we've already saved the non-salary not paid in March, not paid in April, and not paid for the first 2 weeks of May. Ditto for the LESs, not paid in March, April, or most of May. So that money, it's not like it's spending new money that the budget hasn't authorized. By my reckoning, we're majorly under budget at this point anyway.
I'll just quickly point out, personnel costs would be less than $10,000.
And how much?
It would be less than $10,000.
To extend it for 2 weeks?
Yep. That's correct.
Okay, is that the only cost? An additional $10,000? Bob, I think that your point is not well taken because if in fact we have not hired people, we've probably redone the budget to reflect that. So under or over budget is a movable target there. But if it's an additional $10,000 to what we are currently expecting to pay, then we need to know that. Any other costs besides personnel less that you can see?
But not that I can think of, no.
Just one quick quick note, I'm sorry, to add on the cost. You know, I think we have to take into account the amount that we're likely to save from all of the, you know, from the litigation and all the things that happened last time, because partly because things were poorly prepared or, you know, there wasn't adequate time, et cetera. That's it.
That's true, but it wasn't, you know, we're not budgeted for those yet.
Okay, we're, I think we're kind of close to getting out of time on this. How much time do we have, Sean? Are you still there, Sean? Okay, well, anyway, let's try to be brief. Other people that haven't spoken yet on Bob's motion want to say anything?
Yeah, I want to tell you, I'm sorry I was on mute there. I didn't realize, Mr. Chair. We are at time by 13 minutes here.
We're over by 13 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Timer. Blame your timer.
Okay. Is there a motion to extend time, or should we just go ahead and vote on Bob's motion, if there's nobody wants to extend time? Okay, well, let's go ahead and vote. So... could you read the motion, Yosh? Do you have it written down? Think you got it all, so we know what we're voting on?
Well, I think it reads, it's Bob's motion for a two-week extension of the nomination period and every other election deadline.
Okay, so we're moving it. We recommend to the PNB.
But it's not, it's not quite right. It's that they... Elections Committee recommend to the PNB that it extend the deadline for delegate nominations by 2 weeks and similarly extend all deadlines that follow in the election process.
Okay. Got that, Yosh? Well, let's just make sure our secretary has that right for the minutes.
Actually, I had in there also, in light of the late hiring of the NES and the LESs, would be the preface.
Okay. You want to read back the whole thing, Yosh, if you can?
Well, okay. Let's see. The election committee recommends to the PNB that, in light of the late hiring of the NES, that...
and the LESs.
And the LESs. That Pacifica extend the delegate nomination period and every other election deadline by 2 weeks.
Okay. All right.
Could I ask a question?
Okay, it's a point of information? Because we need to vote on this. But.
Yeah, it's a point of information that will influence how I would vote on it.
Okay.
Les, what is the date that ballots mail and the date that the election would be done? That, as it stands now, is it August 15th for ballots mailing?
The ballots, the entire election, with everything, including the reports that are written, would have to be over by November 15th. In other words, it has to be certified right now by November 15th. The ballots have to be counted by October 30th at the latest.
October 30th.
At the latest.
Does that answer your question, Bunny?
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. Well, Yosh, you want to call the roll? Vote on Bob's motion?
Yeah, Les, could you tell us again the ballots are supposed to be mailed on which day?
Okay, the ballots are mailed on August 15th, and they have to be returned by September 30th. There's 15 days to count them. There's, room there for challenges and stuff. But again, the whole process has to be over by the end of October. And
this motion would extend all that by 2 weeks.
Of all the elections have to be certified by November 15th.
A point of information.
Yes. Grace?
Does this shorten the... this does not shorten the campaign period, does it?
No.
It doesn't shorten anything.
Okay.
No, all the time periods would be the same, except the nomination period.
And the nomination for it to be longer.
Point of information.
Okay.
Chair, this is Sean.
Yes, Sean.
So am I correct? Do I understand it properly that the only thing that this motion does that could be considered detrimental is it increased our cost by $10,000?
Frankly, I believe that's what Les said. Is that correct, Les?
Frankly, it'll probably be less than that, but we can go. I don't want to go into that right now.
There were
some other things to talk about. I don't think this is the time or place to do that. I'll talk to Grace about it. That would be more than maximum is $10,000.
Okay.
I don't think it'll be that much, to be honest.
Okay, but there would be an increased cost. That is
yes.
For sure. Thank you.
And if this passes by the time of the PNB meeting, then any of you can come up with any updates you might have for Con, I guess.
One last point of information.
Yes, Carolyn.
I just want to clarify Les's answer. Les, the original deadline and timeline as we have it now is acceptable to you, and you can work with that?
I can work with that.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify that. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, Josh, you want to call the roll?
Yes, I guess I'll start at the bottom, and I'll vote no. Bonnie Simmons.
I'll pass for a moment.
Wendy Shrell. Wendy. Sean Casey O'Brien.
Pass for the time being.
Ifia. Warren Marr. Bob Lederer.
Yes.
Tracy Larkins. Anthony Theft.
Yes.
Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Steve Brown.
Yes.
Jim Brown. Carolyn Burden.
No.
Wesley Bethune.
No.
Going back to passes, Bonnie Simmons.
Stuck on this one. I'll vote no.
Sean Casey O'Brien?
No.
I've got four yeas and five nays. So the motion fails.
Okay, motion fails. All right. Okay, well, we're at time. We're past time on this agenda item. Thank you, Les, for all the information and also for meeting with us a week and a half ago. The next item, which again we added to the agenda, was possible amendments to the PNB election policy.
Am I needed on this? Because there's a few calls I really have to make.
Can I ask him about the tutorial question?
Oh, okay.
Okay, you want to get Les's comments?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Bob.
This is Grace. I have a point of order before we get into this.
Yes, Grace.
Robert's Rules, page 297, toward the bottom, says actions that cannot be rescinded or amended. And point B is, when something has been done as a result of the vote on the main motion that is impossible to undo, the unexecuted part of an order, however, can be rescinded or amended. So, basically, this is going to be implemented starting tomorrow, the election policy, and to amend it after it's been implemented makes it completely unfair because it would mean that there's going to be an inconsistency in how it's applied to individual programmers, particularly when it comes to the carts and the tutorials. And it would just mess up the whole election.
Yeah, point of order.
It would be amended. Once a policy has been implemented, it really can't be amended, or it's the starting of the implementation.
Okay. Did you want to have another point, Sean?
Yeah, and the point is that to even talk about amendments, we would have to pass a motion to rescind. And to pick up on what Grace is pointing out, you can't rescind something that has already been executed or is in the process of being executed. And so I think at this point to even discuss it is fruitless, okay? Because the PNB hasn't rescinded it. We have already executed this. Things are already starting. We have picked, national supervisor and all this. Tomorrow the nominating process starts. So this is totally out of order, even discussions of it. And I would remind you, with all the things we have to do we can use our time much more wisely, helping less than to sit around and talk about amendments that aren't even going, that are completely out of order.
Okay, Les was kind of holding to see if we had any questions for him. It just sounds like we don't have any urgent questions for him right now. Is that correct, everyone?
I would very much like to hear from Les about tutorials and how those are going to affect everyone on the air, in that we haven't been given any direction on these. So I wonder if we could just ask for everyone's patience. I think those of us who have been trying to have this discussion on the election policy do so with good reason, in that we're very concerned about how this can possibly be implemented, parts of this, and the effect it's going to have on the air of the radio stations, and the effect it's going to have on not causing an enormous hornet's nest of problems with fairness and complaints towards staff. So even if it were just the case of the tutorials, I'd very much like us to at least have a discussion. We've never had it.
Okay, well, Les, did you want to say anything while you're still on the call?
Actually, I would. I have discussed this with a lot of people at the stations, at various stations, and I agree with Bonnie. This is I think what has to be clear is what the intent of the policy is, and what I see my job is enforcing the intent. And the intent is to make sure that this is as broad an election as possible. So, like some of the calls that are stacking up here as I speak are for people who are trying to make carts, people who are quite well known to make carts, which explain different parts of the policy. Now, I'm not talking about anything technical, and I think tutorial probably was the wrong word in expressing the intent of the motion. I think it's more important to talk about spreading this word that there is an election, having every program do that, so that it's seen not as the province of, say, two programs on the spectrum that are trying to get candidates, but every single program should try to be getting candidates and trying to spread a word about this governing board to the people who listen to the programs throughout the spectrum. That way you get a healthy change. You don't get it reduces some of the factional stuff, and you start getting much more of the community involved. That's the intent. How do we accomplish that intent, I think, is what Bonnie's talking about, without making it, you know, we don't want people to turn off their radios. We want people to say, wow, this is interesting. And I understand that that's hard, but that's our goal. And if it's not interesting, it's not going to go on the radio. I think what we've got is a bunch of very interesting people have been working on this, not just in one or two areas, but they've been working on it across the country. Even the new local election supervisors are starting to put together carts and flyers, that really grab people in terms of, you know, this is not a fundraising pitch, but this is a pitch which is as vital, because you have to keep the station alive, and you're not going to keep the station alive unless you contribute, unless you become an active member, unless you or your friends run as candidates. That's the kind of thing that we're trying to put up. That's the intent. And you know, I'll, by the next meeting, we'll know exactly who those voices are. I don't want to mention it right now, but several of us have been working on this, including Grace.
Okay. Well, thank you, Les. I don't want to keep you on if you need to take care of these other programs. Can we let Les go if he needs to go? And I still need to rule on Grace's point of order. Okay, I haven't done that yet.
I want to say one more thing.
Well, yes, Les.
Okay, because I think that this is a good thing to talk one-on-one about, because we have to work it through. It's not a simple task, and I think that's what Bonnie and others are raising. My cell phone number, 510-798-8622.
I'll call you, Les.
Yes.
Okay, less is more. Good night.
Thank you, Les.
Mr. Chair, am I right? This is your timer speaking right now. Am I right that we set aside 10 minutes for this? Because this was added to the agenda, and I just want to be sure.
Right.
It's 40 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, this is the cost-saving proposal, which was next, is 10. This was supposed to be 40.
40 minutes?
But we... right.
Oh, man. Okay, guys.
But we do have an adjournment time of midnight, I believe, right? Eastern.
Yeah, which is, what, 20 minutes away?
20 minutes.
East Coast time?
Yeah.
So, all right.
Okay. All right, let me roll on.
We don't need a timer. All we'll do is watch the clock.
Okay, thank you. Don't let us go past midnight.
No,
Gil, before you rule, can I just make one comment on one aspect of the point of order?
Okay, Bob.
Okay, so, I understand the point about the tutorials, that those are starting tomorrow, and that's a moot point. However, the other two proposals that I made to amend, to have this committee recommend the amendment of what's previously been adopted, which does not require a motion to rescind. It's a motion to amend something previously adopted. That's allowed by Robert's rules. Those two involve the later part of the election process. Number four, when the nomination period is over, that's the first phrase of number four, and then certain things happen. And then the last amendment is about number six, disciplinary measures can be invoked, which is, again, much later in the process. So those points are not moot, and it's not irrelevant or a waste of time for this committee to discuss whether it thinks some of those should be amended.
I have a point of order about that, though.
Okay, Grace.
What Bob said is not true. The disciplinary measures, if there is noncompliance on the part of the PDs and GMs and the programmers during the nomination process, disciplinary measures will be taken very rapidly. And they're not going to wait till later in the election cycle. I mean, those disciplinary measures could start within days. So I disagree with the last part of what Bob is saying.
Okay. Can I clarify my point? I wasn't saying that there, you know...
I was marching on, but go ahead, Bob.
Couldn't possibly be any discipline, but because the number six, that's the only one I'm dealing with, involves the local or national supervisor invoking discipline. Of course, I mean, you know, there's a current structure in place. Management can discipline staff if they follow the employee manual or the union contract where there is one. That doesn't even need a PNB policy. But what's new here in this policy is to bring in outside contractors and give them the right to invoke discipline. And that can be, you know, that is something that could be changed down the road.
Okay, let me, what I was going to rule is sort of like what Bob was saying, but I think it's okay for us to discuss matters, recommendations that have not been implemented yet, essentially. And so if it deals with things like the tutorials, the frequency that they're going to be played, or something of that sort, that were the tutorials that dealing with encouraging listeners to participate, which will not occur until after the close of the nomination period, I don't have a problem with discussing that tonight. Is that clear to everybody? Can we not worry about things that are already starting and underway? Because I think Grace is correct. There's no point in it's in violation of Roberts to try to rescind something that's already being done right now. But portions of the election policy don't apply until later. Unless somebody wants to challenge my ruling. Okay, so can we take up any suggestions you have for things that haven't started yet, and that there will be time that won't start until after the PNB meets next time, so that if you have suggestions on how to make the election policy better, we could make recommendations to the PNB in an adequate time.
Thanks, Bill.
Anyone?
Yeah. Bob.
Bob, okay.
Well, actually, this idea of number four builds on the email that Bonnie sent, and so she can better explain it. I just put it into amendment language, but it has to do with the number of carts and the number of on-air candidate forms, which at some stations like the AI, where there are a large number of listener candidates each election, both of those required numbers of hours of replaying over and over and over could just become massive and really start to intrude on the time for programming, which the vast majority of listeners, I think, immensely prefer to hearing repeated information about candidates, particularly with the candidate forms, because the requirement is a minimum of 3 on-air candidate forms of 1 hour for each of 5 candidates. We had, at the last BAI election, I think about 25 candidates. So that's 5, under this motion, it's 5 hours for one cycle to go through every candidate and let them debate. So then if you require that 3 times, that's 15 hours. And I think that's just more than is needed. I think, you know, that people can hear one of those forums and can, you know, get the information. For those who have online access, it would have to be put online.
Well, what specific change were you proposing?
So, yeah, I sent
this out. Just a point of information here, because I want to be sure I'm focusing on the right thing. Are we talking about the 15-minute tutorials, or are we talking about the forums here?
As I said earlier, number four, when the nomination period is over.
So we're talking, so tell me, I don't have everything in front of me here, Bob.
Nomination period is over. The PDs and GMs are responsible for fully cooperating with local and national election supervisors to ensure that a minimum of 3 on-air candidate forums of 1 hour in length are aired for every 5 candidates.
Okay, so Bob is proposing that change, instead of having 3 1-hour candidate forums for every 5 candidates, proposing it to be changed to what, Bob?
Well, I was picking up on Bonnie's idea, although the numbers could be changed, but it says that the total... candidate forms and carts played. The total of candidate carts played during the overall election shall be no more than 400, and the total number of candidate forum hours should be 8. But I'm not necessarily wedded to those exact numbers. But and maybe Bonnie could explain, since she came up with those numbers.
You know. I'm not sure we were exactly wedded to them. We were trying to come up with something that might be a bit more reasonable. The candidate forums, and I have heard many of them over the years, are a bit ungainly to begin with, because we've tried various different ways of doing them, usually ending up doing something like 5 different candidates during a given hour. We often, to try to keep it fair, end up having each of the 5 people answering the same question. And, you know, anytime you do that, you're going to end up with whoever is answering last repeating what other people have said. And I think there's a real danger in these, in bribing majority of the people in the audience away rather than getting them intrigued in what people have to say. So we felt that was probably the right amount of time to shoot for in these. And I think that's more than we have had in the past. That's considerably more than we've done in the past.
Okay, other people want to speak on this? So we're talking about modifying item 4 on the election policy, which actually I forwarded again to all of you a little before the meeting tonight, if you want to look at that.
Well, this is Sean, and I'd like to speak to this. My fear is that we've been having very insular participation in our elections, okay? And what we're trying to do is bring a lot more people who are unassociated with any factions within Pacifica to get involved. And that is the reason for the candidate forums. And, you know, we all talk about, you know, power to the people and reaching out to the people and all this. That's the aim of these things. And my fear is that when we cut back on all this stuff and we don't play it across the full spectrum of the network, we are once again going to have what I like to call this insular participation. So, yes, I know it is somewhat burdensome. I know that we may lose a few listeners, but if these tutorials are done right, and if these candidate forums are really run so that we really bring up the controversial questions, I believe you might bring in more people, because there actually might be, you know, real excitement or to hear about these issues. I think to just say, well, it's too long and we're going to turn everybody off. Yes, if they're poorly produced tutorials, you will do that. But from what I'm hearing from people, they're producing some rather exciting, some rather humorous, and some rather thought-provoking and compelling tutorials. And if we had, what's the word I want to use here, a master of ceremonies who didn't just ask five people the same question over but mixed it up, you could also have very compelling programming, which is the aim, I would like to believe, of this whole policy.
Okay. Now, the specific amendment Bob's talking about right now is not on the tutorials, though, right, Bob?
No, but I'm just tying them both together, because that is, you know, I want both good tutorials that are compelling, and I want debates or forums that are also compelling. And maybe the way we ran them in the past is just not is not right. To ask five people the same question may not be the right approach on this, okay?
Okay. Let me put myself in the stack up. I think the trade-off, or what we're trying to, we all want to do, is encourage more, plenty of participation in the elections. We want to get listeners interested and excited. We want to give them information about the candidates, and that's one of the reasons for having more cards played and having the forum so people can learn about them. But we also don't want to get people to get bored and turn the thing off, turn off our stations. That might also cut into our fundraising. So, but I know we've had problems in the past with some of the, I don't know if it's the LESs or the PDs or who, but just have not given enough airtime on their stations to some of the, to the elections. I mean, I think WPFW, for example, I'm, you know, I don't listen to it, but I've been told indirectly that that might be one reason why we haven't had a lot of interest in the elections there, because there hasn't been enough airtime given.
Right.
So I guess what we want to try to do is accomplish all these, and I'd like to have a little flexibility for the LESs to work with management on this, but I don't want management to just say we're only going to get, you know, 2 one-hour forums because we only have 10 candidates or fewer. I don't know what it might be. So I'm not sure I have the right answer, but anybody want to come up with a
I have something to add.
Yes, Grace.
This is Grace.
Okay.
This is just numbers. 24 hours a day times 7 days a week, you come up with 168 hours. A week consists of 168 hours. If you multiply that by 4, which is 4 weeks, you get 672 hours. And I think the campaign section, that's 6 weeks, isn't it? Is that 4 weeks or 6 weeks? Six weeks? Okay, so 300, and I can't do the math. Let's just do an approximate 972. Approximately, it's over. It's about 1,000 hours. Now, if you have 50 candidates, I'm not talking 25, I'm talking 50, and you have them have forums, five people each forum. So you divide by 5, that gives you 10 hours, times 3 times, that's 30 hours. 30 hours in 1,000 hours is not too much. We should be willing to invest at least that amount of time into the governance of this. Most of the stations are going to be electing 60 to 70% of their boards in this election. WPFW is going to be electing 100% of their listener members in this election. 100%. If we can't at least invest 30 hours out of 1,000, we're really bankrupt as a network. In fact, if I could change it, I would up that number, that amount of time, not decrease it. 30 hours out of 1,000, that's nothing.
Okay. Other people want to talk about this particular changing item 4?
Bob?
Yeah, Bob?
But I'll wait if there's anyone else.
Okay. Other people want to weigh in? Well, this is not about forums yet. And it's almost time for
us
to quit.
It is about forums. It is about forums.
Well, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, the tutorials I meant, yes. So we haven't talked about tutorials, but that's okay. Anyone else besides Bob want to speak? Okay, go ahead, Bob.
Well, I hear the people who keep invoking the importance of governance and we need to be committed and this, that, and the other. It's really not about us. That's the problem with this entire issue. It's all about us who have made a conscious decision that we are very interested in this, and we're going to invest hundreds of hours of our lives in governance. I think it's quite arrogant to presume that the majority of our listeners, A, care enough about governance. I mean, let's look at the history. There have been 4 elections. There have rarely been turnouts of higher than 15%. I think it is a fundamental error to believe that the reason for that is the lack of airtime. In fact, the opposite is the feedback that we've gotten over and over again as we've gone out in the community and talked to people, which is, oh, God, do you have to have those terrible arguments on the air where people are calling each other bad things and accusing the station of doing, being poorly run and, you know, this one says you did this and you did that. It's the worst radio. I don't want to hear it. I want to hear the news. I want to hear the programs I'm used to. It doesn't matter how well produced it is. The candidates, the nature, for good or for ill, and I would say for ill, this election system has imposed the most divisive, nasty set of discussions on this network 2 out of every 3 years, which I think is causing untold harm on many, many different levels. So the idea that listeners are going to be thrilled and, you know, oh, they'll flock to the elections if we just give them more of this, I think is completely out of touch with the reality at the grassroots and is wishful thinking at the highest order.
I could not disagree more, and I hear it completely different from my grassroots. And we have exactly 1 minute until midnight.
Can we vote real quick? We're ready to vote? All right.
Mr. Chair, could you explain to us what a yes vote means here?
A yes means you're in favor of the amendment to item 4 of the election policy. And I found Bob's email that he sent, if that's what you're talking about, suggesting that the requirements on carts and candidate forms are subject to the following limitation. The total played during the election shall add up to no more than 400 carts and no more than 8 hours of candidate forums. Is that correct, Bob?
Right.
Okay.
Excuse me, Steve, on point of information.
Yes, Steve.
Bob's, if I'm remembering, his alternate suggestion, his objection to the original proposal was much more extensive than that. Do I understand we're only now voting on this item 4?
Right.
Well, this is the only one we've been discussing. We haven't had time to talk about anything else.
Oh, we've gotten to.
Okay.
I mean, the PNB could bring up anything they want, I guess, if there's time. But, okay, so we'll go ahead and vote on this one at least. Yosh, can you call the roll?
Okay, yes, I'll take it from the middle and work down. Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Warren Marr? Ifeah Wangaza? Sean Casey O'Brien?
No.
Wendy Schrell? Wendy? We'll come back for Wendy. Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Yosh will pass. Wesley Bethune?
No.
Carolyn Burden?
No.
Jim Brown? Steve Brown?
No.
Bill Crozier?
Pass.
And Anthony Fest?
No.
Going back over the two passes, Yosh will vote no. Bill Crozier?
Well, I guess I'll vote yes, but it's not going to pass, so okay.
Okay. So the motion fails. We have three yeses and two, four, six nays.
Okay. All right.
Motion
well, thank you
adjourn.
All. Thank you all, and yes, I appreciate you all hanging into the end, and I guess it is time for us to adjourn. Remember, our next meeting on June 15th.
And, thank you, Mr. Chair.
Let's all communicate by email and send your suggestions on to Left and the committee for on anything.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Good night.
Good night, all. Bye-bye.